All right. Good morning, America. It is 2:01, almost 2:02 on this lovely Saturday, December 15th. It's pretty decent weather outside. Didn't need a hat on my way to the studio today. I'm your host, Tom. This is Hypnopompia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On the docket today, I've been listening to some La La Land recently. I'll probably be playing some of that for you. And also Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench, a movie created by Damien Chazelle, who also was the director for La La Land and Whiplash, and music by Justin Hurwitz, who also did music for La La Land and Whiplash. Chazelle and Hurwitz both went to Harvard together, and Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench was their, I think, senior thesis, like combined or something. But lots of similarities between the music from that movie and La La Land. I haven't listened to La La Land all semester, and I'm very happy that I've been listening to it more recently. Wonderful music, great jazz. Played the piano for about 6 hours today. I got to get back in the groove of things again. So, we'll start off with a good one. Someone in the Crowd from La La Land. I'm gonna preface this in case you haven't seen La La Land. It's wonderful movie, Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, romantic musical, wonderful movie, wonderful music. I'd like to say romance isn't dead for those of you who believe it is. It's just hiding very, very far away. Someone in the Crowd. Enjoy.
You got the invitation, you got the right address. You need some medication, the answer's always yes. A little chance encounter could be the one you've waited for. Just squeeze a bit more. Tonight we're on a mission, tonight's the casting call. If this is the real audition,
oh God, help us all.
You make the right impression, then everybody knows your name. We're in the fast lane.
Watching while the world keeps spinning round.
that's just waiting to be
wonderful song. Up next is a song from Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench. I will show you what I can, at least with the songs, the little nods that Hurwitz and Chazelle gave to their original movie. So this song from that original movie is called It Happened at Dawn. And the end of which appears at the very beginning of La La Land, when the cars are honking and you get a little glimpse of what each car is listening to through the radio before Another Day of Sun begins. And one of those songs is It Happened at Dawn. So here I will play you It Happened at Dawn, and then after that I will play you the version of Another Day of Sun that includes the cars at the beginning so that you can hear the brief 2 or 3 seconds of the song. Enjoy.
It happened at dawn. Happened in this park. A guy and girl had dallied till the moon was gone. Then it's spring and up the moment came the suns to blame their love. Happened at dawn. They'd met the night before the water shore. He played his horn across the park. And so they strolled and spoke of years of old, back when the folks would dance in the dark. They found a place to sit where all the lamps were lit. Their fingers grazed, hands almost touched. So long. Then the sun arose and split the mist. The guy and girl, they stole a kiss. It happened at the break of dawn. Right at dawn. Slipped through his hand, she felt like sand. She wondered if her face was sweet enough. He dove in, he kissed her with a grin, but wondered if his lips felt too rough. Then the sun began its morning run. The fountain won, they thought it might be time to take a chance. Start a new life with a new romance. Yes, all that fades away, that's what folks like to say. But these two kids, they knew that life was wrong. When they said their love would stay alive, it grew until the day they died. It happened at the break of dawn. Thank you.
today here in Southern California. Temperature is 84 for downtown Los Angeles. Overnight lows of 75.
Another Day of Sun from La La Land. Another interesting thing about that song, it was the first song in the movie and sort of gives away the ending if you already know the ending or look into it enough with the first line of with just the plot theme of giving up love to pursue your dreams. Up next is Summer Montage / Madeline from La La Land. The title of the song even directly references Guy and Madeline on a park bench. I think because Justin Hurwitz really liked the melody that he used at one point in his original movie, and wanted to use it again, or maybe just to reference it in La La Land. But the sort of main theme of this song, or at least the second half of the song, is only a snippet of the overture from Guy and Madeline in a Park Bench. It's one of the first things that plays in the movie, so that I guess leads me to believe that it's more of a reference. But I will play Summer Montage / Madeline from La La Land, followed by overture from Guy and Madeline in a Park Bench. Enjoy. Thank you. Also of note, the end of that song, Overture, sounds quite a bit like the end of the Summer Montage / Madeline from La La Land. Similar trumpet runs at the end, just right at the last moment. That's all I have for what I've noticed, at least, of the similarities between Guy and Madeline on a park bench and La La Land. Queued up, I have the more jazzy band songs from, or I guess pieces from La La Land for you to listen to. I won't interrupt as they play. But beforehand, I have the PSA for the morning. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication system and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Thank you.
All right, up next, the last piece from La La Land I will be playing is the 7 minute and 41 second one. I'm sure you can guess which song that is if you're at all familiar with the soundtrack. It is Epilogue, the very emotional, traumatic bit right at the end of the movie. Has some beautiful music, especially the trumpet. Oh, sweet trumpet, looking forward to hearing that noise. I'm sure you are too, or you will be as soon as you hear it. After that, I think I'll play some of Justin Hurwitz's other stuff from his most recent movie, First Man, also directed by Damien Chazelle, also starring Ryan Gosling. I haven't gotten a chance to see it yet, but I will as soon as I go home, although it is not in theaters. So I will correct that statement by saying I will as soon as I can.
Thank you.
Definitely watching that movie again before the end of the year. I hope you do too. Everyone should watch that movie at least once a year. Up next is a song from the First Man soundtrack. I haven't listened to the soundtrack terribly much, but I do remember one song I did like. I can't remember its name though, so I'll be playing some songs that are possibly the song I have in mind. Who knows? So first will be Sextant, following that probably Contingency Statement, and if neither of those are the one I'm thinking, then we'll see what happens. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, don't know if either of those songs was the one I was thinking of, but my hour is up. Glad to be with all of you today. I'm going straight to bed. It is 3 o'clock Saturday morning. This is Hypnopompia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Taking over is Cartoon Network. That's right. All right, I'll leave you off with them. Have a wonderful night.
In my bag now, in my bag now. What the fuck is that song? What the fuck is that song? Brought the Mac out, nigga, sat down. I got shit I never had now. I can brag now.